I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325. Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now, and I am coming to you from Chico, California, with my friend Tara Donnell. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist. We both work over at Chico Creek Counseling. I am a marriage and family therapist registered intern. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor at Chico Creek Counseling, and my Board of Behavioral Sciences number is IMF69783. And remember, if whatever we're talking about triggers you, to reach out to someone qualified in your area. You can contact us at ChicoCreekCounseling.com, or just go on and look, because this goes a lot more places than Chico. So just go online and Google therapy and then the name of your town, and you will find some folks who have been deemed worthy by our Board of Behavioral Sciences to help you work on this issue. So we're talking about the topic of depression, and we were just speaking about the beginning, the symptoms, and then we talked a little bit about some of the things that can also contribute medically.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so the next step would be that is obviously therapy can help, right? You and I both know that, so that's kind of a plug for us, but really mm-hmm. it can. And the research has shown that currently the best, most effective, fastest way to treat depression is oftentimes with antidepressants and therapy.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly that doesn't, there's many people that don't want to take antidepressants, and that's fine. I respect that. And honestly, I'm sure there's people that don't want to go to therapy either. But I'm just putting that out there that if you want to get better faster,
the combo,
that can be a really effective plan. But there's other things that you can look at in the meantime. And so something that can really contribute to depression is your sleep. So you want to look at your sleep, you know, hygiene. You know, how is your sleep? Are you, if you're sleeping too much, again, that can be a sign you're trying to sort of escape, or, you know, not want to be awake because you're trying to get away from the depressive symptoms. But another common one is to have insomnia or just not being able to get a restful night's sleep. And that can turn into a vicious cycle because you can feel more depressed because you're not getting enough sleep, right? And you feel grumpy and irritable, and then it just keeps going. And so in those cases, again, that's something you absolutely want to bring up to your doctor, because maybe he could recommend something, a medicine that could help. Or again, there are herbal supplements, there's melatonin, there's things that could be taken, again, consulting with your doctor, that could help you. So working on getting enough sleep would be a real priority, because if you were getting more sleep, that could even help self-correct the depression.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And then the quality of that sleep also, whether your TV mm-hmm. is on, because that blue light in the, or your, if your alarm clock has a blue light mm-hmm. that glows, that affects your brain waves while you're sleeping, because it goes in through your eyelids
mm-hmm.
and your body thinks that it needs to be more aware. I can't remember the whole thing about that.
No, they say it's best to be in a dark room, mm-hmm. dark as you can get it, without the television, without, you know, your mm-hmm. cell phones, or all the blue lights. That's, mm-hmm. It's a hard thing to get away from in our world today, but our society. Yeah. But yeah, that can definitely contribute. So, mm-hmm. But if you've checked your sleep and you think, gosh, I'm doing everything I can for that, and it's not going away, it's still a problem. There's so many things you can do, you can kind of have in your little tool belt to try to combat depression. And a lot of these things, I'll say, are really targeted probably more for people that have moderate to mild depression. If you're severely depressed, it's likely you're really going to need to see your doctor, that you're really probably going to need to see a professional, a therapist, because sometimes people, when they're really that entrenched, it's just so hard to get out of without mm-hmm. some extra help. But if you're moderately to mildly depressed, there are things you can do on your own, you know, at home, or in your life, that can help improve your mood. So one thing that I like to recommend, one of the fastest ways that you can do to change your mood just in the moment, honestly, is just listening to music. So turn on the radio or turn on your favorite CD or your download or what have you, and put on a song that you like that makes you happy or makes you feel, or maybe it makes you feel spiritual or inspired or something. I'm not recommending, obviously, if you put on some heavy metal or something really negative, or it, that could contribute to a downward spiral, right, of depression. But you can try it at home. I mean, this happens even if you're not depressed. You put on a song that you like, and the words are, you know, inspire you, or the tune, and all of a sudden it shifts your brain chemistry. You start feeling a little lighter, mm-hmm. a little better. And so I often will recommend when you wake up in the morning, get a song in your head that you really like, you know, that inspires you. There's so many good ones out there. I know for me, like when some of my personal favorites are, you know, Walking on Sunshine, which Aww. Is that 80s music. Of course, I'm dating myself here, but
I love oldies in the shower. Yeah. Sometimes yes. I just start thinking about, oh, I'm going to have to do my, if I wash my hair, I'm going to have to do it. And I get overwhelmed because mm-hmm. it's a lot of work. And then I reframe and I go, oh, wait. But I have my oldies on my Pandora, and I can listen to it on my phone.
Right.
And it totally, the Beach Boys.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I love the Beach Boys.
I know. I totally yes. love it. It makes it so much more fun.
Right. Or I've been listening to John Denver. That dates me a little bit. But it just brightens you. It just brings mm-hmm. you up.
It does.
And so and when you are getting in that upward spiral, then that can help set the tone for your day. And then you get that song in your head, that soundtrack that can kind of keep you going. So music can be a wonderful way to give you a boost. Kind of kickstart you out of the depression.
Next week, we'll talk a little bit more about this.
Great.
Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christy McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, and today is your Monday episode of Chico Now. On Mondays, we do it a little bit different than we do Tuesday through Friday. Tuesday through Friday, we bring on people from the community to talk about upcoming events and what's fun going on around town. But on Mondays, we call our show Helping People, because we talk about things that are kind of going on within our relationships with other people and how to make those happier and more fun so that we can enjoy all the things that we talk about on Tuesday through Thursday. And we do this because that's what I do for a living. I'm a marriage and family therapist, registered intern. I work at Chico Creek Counseling under the supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist. And I have my friend, Tara Donnell. She's also a licensed marriage and family therapist who works at Chico Creek Counseling on the show with us today. She came on last week and we were talking about depression, but our 30-minute show is so quick that I wanted her to talk about it again because we talked about the symptoms. We spoke about some of the medical reasons behind it. And we just barely started breaking the surface on what to do if you have mild to moderate depression and how to be proactive in your own life. So I thought having her on again to kind of go over that some more, a little more in depth of being able to put that into your own hands would be really important. So before we get started, I don't want to just pick up where we left off, just in case there's listeners out there who missed out. Tara, if you could go ahead and introduce yourself and then give the folks listening a review of what the symptoms of depression are.
Sure, I'd be happy to do that. Thank you again for having me back. I just love visiting you. It's just so fun. And yes, you know, last time we were talking about depression and its symptoms. So it can be, you know, a loss of interest in your daily activities. And that can include the pleasurable ones too, not just I can't do the laundry, I can't take a shower, but also fun activities, you know, taking your kids to the park or going shopping with your mother, fun things too. Certainly it can also be feelings of hopelessness, helplessness, having suicidal thoughts, and feeling angry or irritable. Sometimes people miss that, but that can also be a sign of depression. Also, especially in your kids or your teenagers, irritability is more likely to show up even than sadness. So, yeah, in a nutshell, I believe those are the symptoms. And today I think we're going to talk a little more about what you can have in your tool bag to combat those symptoms.
And, you know, I really want to put it out there because we're pre-recording the show so I can be on maternity leave. And I'm just guesstimating when you all are going to listen to this. And I'm guesstimating that it's going to be around the holidays or the new year. And I just wanted to reiterate what Tara said about how in children and teens, the symptom of irritability pops up. Because a lot of times people will think it's ADHD or oppositional defiant disorder, which, you know what? We're not going to use all the clinical terms. People are thinking their kids are bad.
Yep.
We're just going to say
just
that.
Misbehaving.
Yeah. They just think, my kid, I don't know what is wrong with my kid. He used to be fine. Now he's just bad. And we can diagnose, we could use all of the clinical terms, but you're, you know, you don't want to deal with that. But really, it could be that they are struggling with their own depression. Mm-hmm. And that symptom of irritability and anger is what manifests because they don't, children don't know how to say, I feel sad and I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I feel like I can't get up and you're making me get up out of bed, but I don't want to because that I have the hypersomnia or whatever.
Right.
And so instead, they show it with behaviors. Mm-hmm. They show it with being rebellious or saying no and just disobedient, etc. And so the parents think, oh, my child is disobedient. And then the teachers think, oh, that child is disobedient. And then everybody thinks, like, this kid is just a bad kid. But really, the kid is struggling with some depression. There's some brain chemistry issues going on. Mm-hmm. And they're feeling really, really, really poopy. And and everybody else around them is telling them that they're bad.
Right.
And
right.
So I just really want to put that out there and to really think about, for families out there, to think about like what is truly going on with your child. If your child is having these behavior issues, to just put that in there as one of the options. Mm-hmm. That it might not be all of the things that everybody is telling you. Mm-hmm. And then maybe your pediatrician could also talk to you about that.
Right. That's a great idea. And especially being sensitive, you know, if there's been a loss, if your child is going through grief because a loved one died or because there's a divorce or something, a separation, certainly the holidays are a perfect time to trigger those behaviors.
Mm-hmm. So. Oh, exactly. And it's already time for a commercial break. Can you believe that? It's so fast.
It is fast.
Every time.
I know.
So this needs to be like a 2-hour show. We could seriously talk for hours.
We need to talk faster.
We do. We need to be like auctioneers. Okay, we'll be back. Please stay tuned.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Chico Now. Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome back. This is the second segment of Chico Now, which means it's time for me to give the disclaimer of, well, we're talking about something really heavy, or depression and psychotherapy-based show. This is not a substitution for reaching out and getting your own therapy. If something we're talking about is triggering you and you're thinking that this is something that you might need help with, please, please, please feel comfortable either contacting us at ChicoCreekCounseling.com or just go onto Google or your phone book and look up the therapist in your area who you might find somebody who can help you delve deeper into what's going on in your own personal situation and what would help you specifically come out of it. And don't forget to see about talking to your medical doctor, because sometimes there are medical reasons, like your thyroid, PCOS. I don't know. You mentioned some other ones in the last show.
I think diabetes as well. I didn't mention that before, but there's hormonal issues, menopause. There's so many things that could be connected. Vitamin D deficiency, all those things.
Right. So talking to your doctor and or talking to a therapist, one of us, you talk to one of us and we'll probably tell you to also speak with the other. So,
right.
So basically reach out.
Right.
The radio show can give you like a start, a jump start, and then reach out to keep going.
Right.
All right. Go with it, Tara.
All right. So last week or whenever it was that we last spoke, we talked about some ways to try to, combat this depression. And so one thing I suggested that could be a real quick fix, a real, not
in the moment,
necessarily permanent, but in the moment, is to listen to music that can really shift your mood. Again, positive or uplifting music.
K-Love.
Exactly. Turn this station on. Yes. So that can help. And then other things, you know, laughter, the old adage that laughter is the best medicine, right? Uh-huh. So laughter changes your brain chemistry and it makes you feel better. So, I'll have clients, you know, Google their favorite things on YouTube. Look up your favorite videos. Maybe it's something funny on Saturday Night Live or, I don't know, funny thing on, they always have what all those puppies and kitties doing funny, silly, goofy things.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so just watching those shows and laughing can kind of break you out of it sometimes, just to give you a little bit of energy so you can kind of get to the next thing.
You know, I feel like I've seen a video of or a news report of something in one of the Asian cultures. They have like, you know how you see them doing the big group like Tai Chi or whatever?
Right.
They have a big laughter thing where everyone stands around, they put their hands on their belly and they laugh. And it's like forcing. You're like, ha, 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 ha. And, you know, of course, I'm watching it and I'm like, look at how silly this is. But now that I'm thinking about it, when you start doing that, even though you're just going through the motions, like you're just making the ha-ha sound, you start kind of feeling silly and then you start laughing at yourself and then you're actually laughing.
It's true. And they've done, there is science behind that. That stuff does work. It feels weird and forced, but forcing yourself to smile honestly does shift your brain chemistry. It seems weird. It's like smile therapy, but it really, honest to God, it can help. Absolutely. So never discount the laughter, you know, trying to bring that into your life and kind of take an inventory, you know, if you are feeling depressed, you know, what's in your environment? What are you watching? Are you watching shows that uplift you? Are you watching things that are negative or violent or just frankly depressing? That can bring you down. That affects you too. What are you reading? Are you reading the news? Are you watching the news? Are you reading negative things, you know, on your Facebook or on the internet? Or are you reading positive things or, you know, spiritual things? Those things can uplift you. So you really want to try to take a nice inventory of your environment and what are you exposing yourself to? Because those things can, again, contribute to you spiraling up and lifting out and feeling better, or it can contribute to spiraling down and feeling worse. And that can include people too. If you're, you know, if you have a teenager in your home who's being really surly and angry and all that, I mean, you really only have so much control, right? But recognizing that as that person is separate from you and you love them, but gosh, their attitude or what have you is bringing you down. So take some steps to bolster yourself up, you know, put your headphones on, listen to some happy music while you know, he's in his room listening to, you know, angry music. But you don't have to let the people bring you down. But it's mm-hmm. nice to be conscious and aware.
Or your colleague or your significant other. Absolutely. Or whomever.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because as much as we would like to think other people don't affect me, or we would like to think I'm stronger than that, I shouldn't be affected by other people, we were created to live in relationship with others. Mm-hmm. And we bring other people down and other people bring us down. And when we're aware of that, that this person is someone who, when I'm around them, I feel worse about myself, we have the ability to make the choices.
Right.
All right. We're going to commercials.